אני רק נשאר לי לסוכה. אני לא עושה קרדיט על דבר שלא מגיע.
אני צור, אני גם צריך, אבל אני צור.
I thought you two minutes wanted to say, no?
What?
Just to call me, don't you remember, that's it.
With your permission, Sefer Shoftim.
Barat says, Mechilach, the Gemara says, Sefer Shoftim was written by Shmuel HaNavi. Again, we have to understand that this book was written by a Navi. It's not a story, this is a Navi. I'm saying it for a purpose. The Sefer Shoftim, really, the Tanakh starts with stories. But it was written by Shmuel HaNavi as a prophet. So this is not just stories, this is something that has to do with prophecy. With your permission, chapter 1, Sefer Shoftim, Vayilach Harei Mot Yehoshua. After Yehoshua died, at the age of 110, וישאלו בני ישראל בשם למור, מי יעלה לנו אל הכנעני בתחילה להילחם בו? So חכמים say, that as long as Yeshua was alive, Yeshua was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Not as direct as Moshe Rabbeinu, but enough to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling and wants from Am Yisrael. The Gemara says he did not have to ask the Kohen HaGadol that was wearing the Urim and Tumim, those stones, what to do. Yeshua was able to contact HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. After Yeshua died, he left no leader. Am Yisrael was left without a manhik, without a leader. When Am Yisrael went to the Kohen HaGadol, at the time was Pinchas, the Kohen HaGadol, the grandson of Aharon HaKohen, and they asked Pinchas HaKohen HaGadol, מי יעלה לנו אל הכנעני בתחילה להילחם בו? Said the Chachamim, what it means is that Yeshua did not finish the job. The Gemara said Yeshua did on purpose. Yeshua knew ברוח הקודש שבו זה נביא, the minute he'll finish the job, he will die. The Gemara, Yeshua stretched the time, did not want to finish the job completely. He took it easy on purpose in order to live longer. And in the meantime, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little bit smarter than everybody else. He immediately called him to Shamayim 10 years ahead. He sent him an invitation to come to Gan Eden 10 years earlier. He was supposed to live 120, but he knew the minute he'll finish the job, he will die. Therefore, says the Gemara, he took it easy. Of course, it doesn't mean just simple as a simple person. It means something else. But that's what the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not like the idea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yehoshua to Gan Eden earlier 10 years. And then Am Yisrael was left without a leader. Since he did not finish the job, even though Chachamim say he did finish the job as far as dividing Eretz Yisrael, but he did not capture Eretz Yisrael. What it means is, but this is one of the versions that Yehoshua told each tribe where his territory is going to be. But he did not capture all the territories. Some territories he took it easy, and all of a sudden he died at the age of 110 without finishing the job. After he died, I mean, a few tribes, I think about 7 tribes were left. 6 or 7 tribes were left without getting the property. Even though that Yeshua told them where they're going to have the property, but because Yeshua did not capture it, they did not have the property. And now they went to Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen and asked the Kohen HaGadol, who is going to lead the war against the Goyim in Eretz Israel, chase them out of Eretz Israel and get the land. And this is the meaning of the explanation of the first pasuk Vayishluv Yisrael Bashem Lemor, the way to the Kana Gadol, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Alelanu Atnani Vatim Be'atchila Lilachim, but who is going to be the first one to start the war against the Kanani? It means to get the territories that was the divided by Yoshua Bin Nun, but they didn't get it because Yeshua did not capture it. Yom HaShem Yudai Alem. The Kohen HaGadol answer them that Yudah should go first. If you enter the Eretz Beyado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer, the Gemara said that the Urim V'Tumim, the stones, the precious stones that the Kohen used to wear on his chest, used to shine in a special way, and the Kohen HaGadol, because he was a tzaddik, he was able to put the letters together and to make the words and to understand the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes even the Kohen HaGadol had a mistake. He saw the letters and he put the letters wrong. For example, the Gaon Vilna says, Chachamim say, that Eliyah Kohen was the Kohen HaGadol, and when he saw Chana, the mother of Shmuel, praying, he said to her, you must be drunk. She said, how do you know I'm drunk? So he said, well, I looked at the stones on my chest, and it was Shin, Chaf, Reish, Hey. It's called Shikora. In Hebrew, you must be drunk. Rana told him, excuse me, Mechila, I tell you this, but he didn't put the letters right. You see, he put it Kaf, Shin, Reish, Hey. It means Kshira. Not Shikora. It's the same letters. Kshira means I'm 100% pure and holy. Shikora means drunk. Eliyah Cohen had a mistake putting the letters together, and he made the wrong word, even though it was on the Urim V'Tumim. And on the chest, he saw some letters shining, but to put together the letters also, you need a big work. Of course, Eliyah Cohen was a big tzaddik, but at that time, he made a mistake. So the Navi says that Pinchas ben Elazar said to Am Yisrael, the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudah should go first. Of course, it's no question. Hashem said, you can't ask any question. But the question is, why Yudah should go first? Of course, the explanation means that Yudah is the lion, he's the strongest. So maybe that means that you have to go and fight and you'll be able to capture the Kanani first. Chapter 3, with your permission, Vayom Yudah leShimon Achiv Ali Iti BeGorali. So what it means is like this. As I said before, the Gemara said, first was the Lato. That Yoshua made the Lato where each tribe should take his territory. Besides that he made the Lato, the Gemara said the Lato used to speak. From the bull, they used to hear some statement. So like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking from the bull, some people, you know, like a crystal ball. Something like a crystal ball. The Goral, the Gemara said, the Lato itself used to speak. And used to say, your territory is from Petah Tikva to Netanya. From Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh. The Lato itself used to speak. Besides the Lato used to speak, the Kohen HaGadol used to look on his chest, on the stone. Simultaneously, the Kohen HaGadol used to say the exact same words. Your territory from Petah Tikva to Netanya. The Gemara says there were like two proofs that everything is exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Once was the Gorad, the Lato, and one was just the Kohen HaGadol. By looking at the stones, he was able to figure out the borders of every tribe. And this is how Yoshua Bin Nun decided to divide the Eretz Yisrael. And every tribe, says Yeshua told him, you're getting this path, and how do I know? Here it is. You hear? You can hear from the bull, when he took the Lato, a voice. And the voice said, Shevet Asher over here, Shevet Binyamin over here, Shevet every tribe, there was like a bat caller, like a voice from Shammai. And again, besides, the Kohen HaGadol used, he didn't hear it. The Kohen HaGadol used to say, I'm also looking at the stones on my chest, and this is the borders, and always the Lato and what the Kohen HaGadol said were exactly the same. And that's how they got it. So it means like this, Yehuda knew his territory, he just did not have the territory in his hand because Yeshua did not capture and chase out the goyim from them. Yeah, it says, no, it says the names at the time, not his own names. You mean when Am Israel came to Israel, they had a map? They came to Israel, they had the Modi'in information office. And the information office told them, the Meraglim told them to them before when they came back from Eretz Israel 40 years before. But everybody knew Eretz Israel. And when they knew Eretz Israel, they said, this city, that city, that those are the cities' name that were the time when Am Israel came to Eretz Israel. And Yoshua Ben Nun told them, those are the cities. They had spies, and they knew exactly every city and every road in every city. And this was the last of the Kohen Gadol telling them where they're going to take the territory. So again, Yehuda, for example, he got part of the desert of Yehuda, and he got Yerushalayim, Yehuda got Hebron, the main part in Eretz Israel Yehuda got. Also Binyamin. I mean, the center of Eretz Israel, Yehuda and Binyamin got it. And this was also in the Tetzut HaMikdash, before the destruction of Eretz HaMikdash, after Sanherib, the king of Ashur, already sent 10 tribes to exile behind this river, Sambation. He says the center of Eretz Israel was still occupied by the tribe of Yehuda and Binyamin. Just the point is that it just cannot go and capture something and take whatever you wish. Everything had to be approved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did approve it again by the Lato and by the Kohen HaGadol. So Yehuda knows his territory, and this is the territory HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets territory. But one tribe did not get anything. For Shimon. The Gemara said, or that's what Chachamim say, this is the opinion of some Chachamim, that Shimon was excluded from the blessings of Yaakov Avinu, was excluded from the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu, was excluded from getting territory in Eretz Israel. The whole tribe of Shimon did not get anything. The main reason is exactly Parashat HaShavua, what we read in Parashat HaShavua, that Shevet Shimon, the tribe of Shimon, were behind the president Zimri ben Salu. Since they all came together, and not only they came together, they tried to kill Pinchas, they tried also to demonstrate and rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Moshe Rabbeinu never gave him a blessing, all the tribes got blessings in the Zot HaBracha besides Shimon. He's only Shimon Amar, nothing. Not only that, the Gemara says, the Ritual says, was no king from the tribe of Shimon ever. Every tribe had a time that one of the tribe became a king. Shimon never had any office.
Why his father
did not bless him? Yaakov did not bless
him. Why not?
He didn't bless him because two reasons. One reason because he and Levi went to kill the Shechem, and also they tried to kill Yosef. And Yaakov, before he died, he cursed them. Not only did he bless them, he cursed them. Levi and Shimon. Shimon and Levi Achim. Levi Hamas Mechorotem. Both.
Levi
Chazav Bishimon. Levi Chazav
Bishimon.
Chet Ha'ik. Chazak Baruch. But Shimon never got a blessing and never got a territory. Never had a chance to even be a king to Am Yisrael. Neither to be a judge. The Gemara said the Shoftim, this is the book of Shoftim, the book of Judges that came up to Yeshua Ben Nun. That the Gemara from every tribe was a judge appointed for a certain time, besides Shimon. Shimon was excluded from all the positions, all the offices, all the blessings, mm-hmm. And... Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
So what, is it longer?
I don't remember.
So
what did they learn? That's why I came for Monty to tell you. So Shimon was excluded.
I said you can't mercy to find out.
So Shimon was excluded from everything. And again, he could not have anything. Because Yeshua, when he made the Lato, was not Shimon in the Lato. Was not Shimon in the Lato, and was not Shimon on the chest of the Kohen HaGadol. So the question is, what's going to be with him? No one knows. Some Chachamim say...
Was that 12
on the Choshen? 12, yeah. His name wasn't Choshen. His stone was not shining. His stone was always dull. Every time the Kohen wants to ask about Shimon, he says, he's off the hook. He's busy. It's out of the area. Not only that, some Chachamim say that Shimon would not have gotten any territory in Israel. Where is he going to live? So the Erev Rav that came from Egypt, from Am Yisrael, together with Am Yisrael, 3.6 million Erev Rav came out of Egypt together with Am Yisrael, might be more even than the Jews. We don't have the exact number of the Jewish people who came out of Mitzrayim. We do have 600,000, but this is only the man between age 20 and 60. We do not know how many children, and we don't know how many elderly, and we don't know how many ladies. But we do know the Erev Rav were 3.6 million Egyptians that came and ran out of Mitzrayim with the Jews.
Men?
But this I don't know. It doesn't say.
I think 2 million somewhere.
Well, it's either 1.2 or 2.4 or 3.6. It's a machloket nemetos. So the meta says 3.6 million Erev Rav came to Eretz Israel. I don't know if they all came to Israel, maybe more, maybe less. We don't have the information how many got to Israel. They didn't get any territory. Where are you going to put them? So the meta says they used to be on the streets. I would call them America like homeless. And some people had mercy on them and gave them like a shed in the back of the house. We have a river, South River, you know, some houses have like a little shed in the back. So some people gave them like a shed in the back of the house, or they were lying on the street, on the trees, on the vineyards. Eventually, a lot of them got intermarried to Israel. And when they come into the territory of Israel, they got territory. But when they got to Israel with Yeshua ben Nun, all the Erev Rav did not have the chutz to have a territory in Israel. Again, the territories were divided with the Lato only the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And Shimon was supposed to be, Chachamim Son Chachamim say, he's supposed to be like the Erev Rav. Since he has no territory, where are you going to live? On the street. You can live in the supermarket, you can live in the bus station, where we can help you. Mm-hmm. The Lato never said the word Shimon, and his stone on the chest of the Kohen HaGadol never shone. Everything we call Zimri. This expulsion.
Who are the people who are the woodcutters? The
woodcutters was something else, it was Givonim. It wasn't Erev that came out of Egypt. Yudah goes to Shimon and says, listen, once you come, and I am going to give you some of my property. Says the Midrash, that eventually, that's what happened. Shimon did not have to sleep outside on the trees. Yehuda was giving him, excuse me, Mr. Yehuda, you have to understand, this property was given to you. Shimon is not allowed to have a property. Shimon was excluded. The Goat, the Lato, didn't say his name. His stone never shone, means it is forbidden to give him a territory. You can't just give territory to somebody. Either we can learn in this week's parasha, I mean next week, that he cannot, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not even want that generation a tribe to intermarry with a different tribe. I said, this tribe belongs to you. This land belongs to this tribe. I'm sorry. So you cannot just pass the land. You cannot sell land wherever you want. It was a Lato, was it from Hashemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This part belongs to you. You cannot invite people and tell them, listen, I want to give you a present. It's not something that you got from your father or you got a present. This is something that Hashem said. This territory belongs to Yehuda. You have no permission, Mr. Yehuda, to go with all of your generosity and your mercy, I understand very much. But Shimon does not deserve to have a land. Hashem does not want him to have a land. Otherwise, the Lato would have announced Shimon. The Lato did not say Shimon. According to Moses Rahabim, he did not get any part in Eretz Israel yet. Here the Rabbi says, Judah is calling Shimon. You want to have some property? I tell you what, I'll give you some of mine, but in one condition. Let's go together. Help me out. I'm going to give you part of my territory. Excuse me. Why don't you ask the Kohen Gadol if you want to do it? We asked the Kohen Gadol who's going to go first. The Kohen Gadol said Yehuda. The Kohen Gadol did not say Shimon. The Kohen Gadol said Yehuda is going to go up. Yehuda is going to Shimon. He invites him to join him. You don't need. Yehuda is the Marines. You don't need those schleppers. Who needs the Shimon? Why are you going to invite this guy anyway? And who gave you permission to promise him land? This doesn't belong to you. You can't just promise land to somebody. This is land belongs to you only. You cannot just give land away. This is the land God wants Shevet Yehuda to be. You cannot just take part of Shevet Yehuda and give it to Shimon.
You said that Shimon didn't get because they wanted to kill...
Because like this. Yaakov did not give them blessings because they tried to kill Yosef and they killed Shechem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu...
Oh, the other brothers were involved with Yosef.
Right. But they, the Gemara says, וימרו איש אל אחיו, אם נה בעל החלומות על הזה, בעל חוב ונערגי, עוד את שמעון הנביא, יעקב ברוח הקודש נוד, they were the root. And the ones that trying all the time to take revenge and to this, yeah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Levi, did not bless Shimon because of Maaseh Zimri, what happened that sixth parasha. And that continue in time of Yehoshua ben Nun, that Levi did not get any property in Israel. Here again comes Yehuda and offers him a property. And the question is, first of all, who are you to offer property that God gave you and God does not want to give Shimon? You can't just offer it to him. Since you're not allowed to, if Hashem doesn't want it to have, you can't, who are you to give him a land? Besides, that you may not give a piece of your property to someone, because that property, the latter said, that's yours. And the Kohen Gadol said, the Ruach HaKodesh is so on the Choshen, that's yours, you can't just give it away. You're not allowed to give it away. And who needs Shimon anyway? I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that you should go. So Yehuda should have gone. He says, you need him. He goes to Shimon and says, can you join me? What do you need? What do you need him? So what do you need? More soldiers. You need more soldiers. Hashem said, the answer was, Yehuda should go and Yehuda is going to capture. Sentence 2, Hashem promised, this land is going to fall in Yehuda's hands. Why is he going to Shimon? He says, come, join me as a unit. And we'll fight together, and then I'll pay you back by giving you territory, giving you real estate. ויעל יהודה, יהודה ומנה, ויתן השם את הכנעני הפריזי בידם, ויעקו בבזק 10,000 איש. The man that city is called Bezek, they killed 10,000 people, and Sushi, and Adoni Bezek, they found the king, son of the king, was like the mayor of the city. They found the mayor of the city in the city of Bezek, they fought him, they destroyed the Kananim and Perizzim, by Yanos Adonim Bezek. Mr. Bezek ran by the Fuachara, by Yochzuoto, they found him, they caught him, they cut his thumbs and his toes. Yom Adonim Bezek, and Bezek said, 70 Melachim, 70 kings, Bonotra, Demaglem, Mikutatim. I used to have 70 kings that I used to work them. It means they used to be my slaves. A human team, they used to gather some food, Tachat Shulchani, used to throw them some food. It means he was a very important person, and very, very big person, a hero. And says, now you caught me. Kesher Asiti, whatever I did to other people, Ken Shilem Li Elokim. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid me back, but now you cut my thumb. Yerushalayim, then they went to Yerushalayim, and Bayam Hashem, he died over there. I don't know why it says, what's important of that story. Elachamu bnei Yehuda Yerushalayim. Bnei Yehuda also went and they captured the city of Yerushalayim, and Kiduota, they captured it, by Yaku, and Fichar, and they killed everybody, but they used to have eyes, and they burned the city. After the capture of Yerushalayim, Yadub Nidal Lachem Maknani, Sheva Har, Negev Ashvela, they went towards Hebron, towards the south, and towards the valley. The center of Israel really belongs to Yehuda. ילך יהודה אל הכנעני יושב היושב בחברון, דמיין צור חברון, לשם חברון תנימו קריאת אבא, חברון זנימו דפור קריאת אבא, ויקו את שישה, את החמאה ואת המאה, את הנביא ססבילי, את מינס, כלב בניפוני היקלדית, וילך משם ישבי את דביר, שם דביר לפנים קריאת ספר, דמיין תנאדה סיטי, דנימו סיטי דביר קריאת ספר, ואין מקלב אשר יקד קריאת ספר, הוא חדר, הוא אוהב, going to hit קריאת ספר, and capture it, ותציל לו את עכשיו בתי לשם, כדי give him my daughter, עשה, ולכידת אחיה בן כנס, ודהיה מכנס, the brother of Caleb went, not from the same father, it's just from the same mother, אחי Caleb הקטן ממנו, ויתן לו את עכשיו בתור לישו. So he married Caleb's daughter after he captured the city care of Sefer. היי בבואה, when she got it, and המתאר הזה, ותסיתהו לשאול מאת אביה, she asked her husband to ask her father, השדה, the field, ותצנח מעל החמור, she bowed down a little bit, ביום עלה כלב מלאך, כלב asked him, why you bowed it down to me? ותנו לו אבא לברכה, please give me a blessing, the field is not so good, כי ארץ הנגב נתן, you gave me a piece of land in the desert, in the south, there is no water, נתן לי גולות מים, please give me some wells of water, in order for me to have enough water. ותן לה כלב את גולות תלית ואת גולות תחתית, כלב gave her some kind of springs, wells of water. Very nice story. So what else, you know this story? And the next story. ובני קני חותן משה עלו מעיר התמרים. The children of Yitro used to live in Yericho. They left Yericho. And they came, as Bnei Yehuda, they came to join the tribe of Yehuda, Midbar Yehuda, Asher Benegev Arad, they went to join them in the desert. Vayelech Vayeshev Et Ha'am, the children, the grandchildren of Yitro, they decided to go and join the tribe of Yehuda, and they settled with them, they dwelt with them. So what is that important? וילך יהודה את שמעון אחיו, then יהודה went together with שמעון ויקו את הקני יושב צפת. It's not the צפת that we have today, but it's the city of צפת, ויחיו אותה ויקרא שמעון חורמה. They destroyed it, they call it חורמה. ויקו יהודה את עזה, בתגבולה, ותושקלון בתגבולה, ותקום בתגבולה. יהודה went and captured עזה, and אשקלון. This is the same places that we have today, גזה and אשקלון. ויהי יד השם את יהודה, כתוב חולל את יהודה ביורש את ההר. Was able to chase away all the goyim that lived on the mountains. But ki lo lehorish et yoshvei ha'emek ki rechev barzelayim. But he was not able to chase away the goyim that dwell in the valley. He wasn't able to. I'll get to it later. What is the importance of that story? Why he wasn't able to chase away the goyim that live in the valley? It's only Caleb to Hebron, Kashidi, and Moshe. They gave Caleb in the city of Hebron the way Moshe Rabbeinu promised Caleb. But Yorosh Misham is Rosh Me'arach. He chased away the three giants. But I will see Shivu Shalayim Lo Shem Yamin. Ah, the Navi is going to tell us it's a list of the tribes. We will see did not follow the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to do what Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik Levracha said. What you have to tell all the Arabs to go either back to the country or to the Mediterranean Sea. You may not leave them in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to have a map, a road map, yes, but without them. They may not stay next to you, that's what Hashem said in the Torah. That's what Rabbi Meir Kahana said. To see not, and don't even think for a moment to leave those animals to live next to you. Now the Nabi is going to tell you, you should know that's the secret, and this is what's going on today in Israel as well. I don't know if you're familiar with the stories in Israel, but for example, if you go today to the city of Yafo, you go to the city of Ramle, or you go to Haifa, you have apartment buildings, not one, and not two, and not 10, and not 50, full of Arabs. Not only that, the Jewish people sell them all their apartments. Because no one wants to live there in Yafo and in Ramle now. And they buying the apartments, and they're buying one apartment in the apartment building, and then after they have one apartment, it's all the little cockroaches, Arabs, running with pajamas up and down the steps, And all the Jewish people, they want to sell all the apartments.
What's in Arad now?
And somebody already called me, and you know what's so upsetting about it is there's a halacha that you're not allowed to sell to a goy in Eretz Israel property. It's a sin, a major sin. We'll get it in a minute. And now somebody called me, one of my students that study in America, called me up. He said his brother-in-law has an apartment in Ramle. He says he paid a lot of money for the apartment. But one Jew sold one apartment to an Arab. And the whole apartment building, they want to go out, they don't want to have an Arab. They don't want to have a suicide bomber in the building. And no one wants to buy, of course. No Jew wants to purchase it. Whoever comes, it's only Arabs. The guy called me up and said, according to the law, his brother is allowed to sell it to an Arab. I said, no. According to the law, you may not sell any property in Israel. He said, what should I do? I don't want to live in this building. I have no money to buy another apartment. And if I don't sell this apartment, I cannot buy another apartment. Should I just move and leave my apartment abandoned? And there's no solution for that. But Allah will not permit you to sell in Eretz Israel any property to an Arab. None. For no reason.
Can you rent?
It's a question. It's a question if you can rent. Some Chachamim said you cannot rent them.
No, there's no such thing.
See, if you want to sell an apartment, you don't have a real customer, and they come and offer more money, and then the guy needs the money. He said, you have to sell him one apartment, and then the whole neighborhood is going to run away, and they're going to sell it very cheap to the Arabs, and they're taking over the apartment for very cheap. The first one paid a lot, and the rest buy it for nothing. The situation today is in Ramle, in Lud, in Yafo, in Haifa, in Arad, they're taking over the cities that have a little Arabs.
There's no
hawk
that...
No. You can't make a hawk. No, of course not. The Arabs have a hawk, they send some to eat to Jews. If you try to buy a property today in an Arab country, they have a law that you may not... They're going to execute an Arab if he's going to sell any property to the Jew. But the Jew, of course...
I first did it to some Arabs.
So
they talk. I know.
But if you want to know why this is happening, that's the Navi now. The Navi... He's telling you that that's what the Jews did. This is how our fathers did. When they moved to Israel, Hashem said, do not let any person live. It's a machloket in the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim, the Rambam and others say, Akhi Bukhut never said to kill them. He just told them, this is our territory. Please take your bags and take your suitcases and furniture, call Moshe Mover, and go back wherever you want. You don't belong in Israel. So Chachamim said, no, Hashem didn't even say that. Hashem said, just destroy those animals. Don't have mercy on them because you don't know that the great-grandson is going to be Arafat or Gaddafi. But the Jews, this is what the Sefer Shoftim is all about. And this is something just to tell us what happened. If you look at sentence 21 until the end of the chapter, it says that the Nabi, Shmuel Nabi wrote it in his prophecy, and he's going to tell you that almost every tribe left the Goyim, settled, dwell in their own property. They did not tell them to go out. They just literally left them in the property. Goyim, even though Hashem said, do not leave them, they left them. And this is sentence 21. Betaybutish Yerushalayim lo rishim neBinyamin. Binyamin had Yerushalayim in his laptop. He did not chase away the Yebusid. This is a question why he did not do it. Ve'eshev ha'Yebusid, bnei Binyamin v'Yerushalayim ad erev hazeh, means until the time of Shmuel HaNavi'. Ve'elu b'bet Yosef gamem Betel v'Hashem imam. The tribe of Yosef went to the city of Betel, v'yatiru bet Yosef b'Betel v'Shem ha'Yatanim Luz. They went around to find the city of Luz. V'ayu ha'Shemim Yishu Yisrim in ha'ir, v'mullu ha'rinu na'et v'bu'a ha'ir b'asinu ha'chazet. They asked, how do we get into the city? By Yeremet Mubahir, a person showed them the entrance to the city. By Yakut El-Fichayim, they killed the city, but they let the person go. He went, maybe he way Krashma lose. Ushma the Amazet, when he built the city. Elohish Menashe Betchean, Uznotea, Tanach Notea. Menashe did not cheat from Betchean and from Tanach, but Yeshvi Do, Betnotea, Betchevi, Balav, Notea, Betchevi, Megiddo, Notea, Yelak Menashe, Beatazo. So they left all the Goim in all those cities. Reishi Chazak Israel, even though when they got very strong of Israel, Betchevim Lemas, did not chase them, they asked them to pay just taxes. They raised the taxes on them. Doresh, Log issue, they did not chase them out. Ephraim Log issue Tachnani. Ephraim, the other son of Yosef, did not chase the Knani or Sheb Begazer, the city of Gezer. Reish Vakni be Kirbo Begazer, inside the property, inside the apartment building, they had Knanim. Even though Hashem said, do not leave them, don't let them dwell next to you. Zvulun, Log issue the Sheb Kitron. Zvulun did not chase the people from Kitron. What's Kidron? I don't remember. The Gemara said it's the name of a city, it's not the real name.
Let them lose the
city is never known in our idea. Yeah. Betishvina Halal, Beshivakani Bikmuyulamas. Again, the Snani, the Goim, stayed and dwelt among them. Asher, tribe of Asher, those to Shvi Akko. All the problems that we have in Akko. Somebody is going to ask all the Arabs in Akko. It says, look at Sefer Shoftim. Sentence 31. Asher lo rishit yoshvei Akko. The tribe of Asher left the Arabs in Akko. Hashem said, get them out of Akko. He said, today, big problems in Akko. Big problems with the Arabs. Big problems. It starts from here. Bet yoshvei Kidon, bet achah, bet achlav, bet achziv, bet chelba, bet avik, bet rochov. Veshev ha-ashiri, bekev ha-ktani shevat ki lo rishon. Not only this, they dwell, Hashemet Asher, dwell among the Goyim. Not only didn't chase them, they bought apartment in the territory of those Arabs. Every tribe, look, almost every tribe did not do the job right. They left the Goyim dwell. And this, all the problems that we have today is because they left them inside. But תשע גם אחר כך הם לא יקשיבו, אנחנו נימד אחר כך שהם לא יקשיבו, לא יקשיבו. היה אחר כך בא הנביא וזה, ואמר להם, היה פנחס, מה, אתם לא בסדר, אתם תהיה פרק ב' לא נגיע אבל להם. וילחצו האמורי את בני דה הנערה.
יהודה גם?
יהודה לא כתוב פה.
עכשיו יהודה בנימין
בנה. בנימין כתוב שלא עשה בסדר. יהודה אני לא זוכר, הוא השאיר את היבוסי. משאיר את היבוסי בירושלים. כן, יהודה גם לא, כן. יהודה גם לא, פסוק יתוס כתב יהודה גם לא. כי לא הוריש את יושבי העמק, כי רכב ברזל להם. גם יהודה לא.
כל אחד יש ממש
חלק. כל אחד יש. נפתלי, סדר סיוטי טווי יהודי פמישי. נפתלי לא הוריש את יושבי בית שמש, את יושבי בית ענאי, 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 ויהיו להם ראשי באחד ויהיו של אבים, כבד יש בית יוסף ויהיו להם אז. בואו להם אומרים עליה כמה מעשה לה, besides, the dwell among the Jews, also they had their own Palestinian state. That's the sentence. If you want to know why the one Palestinian state, it says here. It says, וגבול להם מורים ממעלה הקרבים מעשה לה ולמעלה. So besides that all the Arabs lived among the tribes, even though that Yeshua helped them to capture and divided those parts among the Shvatim, among the tribes, nevertheless, almost no one, Reuben doesn't say it, God doesn't say it, I don't know. They were on the other side. I don't know if they did or they didn't. It doesn't say Sakhar here. Not all the tribes. So when this is chapter 1 in Sefer Shoftim. So okay, so what it means is maybe that's what it means maybe that for us to know what really is going to happen. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says you should know Sefer Shoftim is not a story, this is a prophecy. This is something that when you have a problem, you go back to Tanakh and you read the Tanakh and you find the answer in the Tanakh. Why you have so many problems? The Gemara said, Nivua shistarcha ledorot nichteva. Nivua shelo istarcha ledorot lo nichteva. So the prophecies that were written in the Tanakh is not a prophecy or story that were written by the Nevi'im just because the Nevi'im decided to write it. They decided to write the Ruach HaKodesh within prophecy, within Nivua, because those things are going to re-happen again for us. So all the Tanakh is going to come again and again, it's a recycling story, and that's the story that we have in Sefer Shoftim. And Shmuel, and Melachim, and Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, you read the Tanakh, and you can understand the politics, and all the future politics by reading the Tanakh. That's the Gemara Masechet Megillot.
It's happening again today?
Right. Thank you very much. I will go back to the purpose of this chapter and again to the question of Yehuda and Shimon. Again, the question was, who gave permission to Yehuda to ask Shimon to join him, and then Yehuda is going to give him piece of his property? That's something that was not permitted, if you may say, by HaKadosh Baruch. The Dari says like this, in Parashat Vezot HaBracha, this is the last parasha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is blessing Am Yisrael. So of course you do not find any blessing to Shevet Shimon, but the blessing to Yehuda, it says that it's Vezot Yehuda Vayomar. This is how he said to Yehuda, Shema Adonai Bekol Yehuda Be'el Amot Tevienu Yadav Rablo Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tihir. That's the blessing. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the voice of Yehuda. Ve'el Amot Tevienu, bring him to his nation. Yadav Ravlo, his hands are very strong for him. Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tihir, you should help him against his enemies. So the Gemara, what kind of blessing is this? Of course, in explanation, it means that Yehuda is the strongest one, it's talking about his army. But, Chachamim said, this is not enough, it's not sufficient. Because Yehuda is not really the leader in the war. He was not the leader in the war. He just here now in Sefer Shoftim, after Yeshua died, Hashem said he should go and fight. But the fight already started in time of Yeshua ben Nun, 14 years, and he was not the leader in the fight. Says the Gemara, what it means something else. Says the Gemara, what it means is that Yehuda's bones were rolling in the coffin. When Am Yisrael were walking in the desert for 40 years, yeah, the Gemara, Am Yisrael took the bones of all the tribes along with them. Along with the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, they took the bones of all the Shvatim. While they were carrying the coffin of Yehuda, they heard the bones are running in the coffin. What it means is they have he has his body, but his body got separated. Says the Gemara, why did his body get separated? Says the Gemara, a person that curses himself, if he curses himself, that curse comes even if he curses himself on condition. Says the Gemara, Yehuda cursed himself and he promised Yaakov Avinu to bring back Benjamin. He said, "Im lo abiyoti velecha vechatati lecha kol hayamim, if I don't bring Benjamin, I'm going to sin to you in this world and the next world." Next word says the Gemara, it means Gan Eden, it means Olam Haba. What it means is that your body that really is supposed to go to Olam Haba, Olam HaNeshabot, Olam HaNeshamot, your body is going to break in the coffin. What it means really is the body is going to break in the coffin. It's not just the body itself. What it means is Neshama cannot go upstairs. So the Arin says, the Zohar says, and this is why people, Arin Olam, they like to bury their relatives. If Chas Shalom, somebody was lost his body, this is a little tragedy, a little tragedy. As all said, a neshama cannot go to Gan Eden until the body is going to be buried. Until they bury the body. This is why the Gemara said it's very important to make the burial as quickly as possible. Because the neshama suffers. If he goes for Shalom to Gehenom, it's not so bad, so he has delay in Gehenom. But if he has to go to Gan Eden, he cannot go to Gan Eden. The Neshama is running around, the Nefesh, the Neshama is running around the body. And this Yehuda, besides that his body is not rested yet, it says, but the tribes have a very high Neshama, and because his body is broken up in the coffin, his Neshama cannot go even upstairs. Says the Gemara, this is really the blessing that Moshe is giving. The Zokli Yudav Vayomar, it means he's talking to the head of the tribe Yehuda. And he's saying, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the voice of Yehuda. Says the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for Yehuda and asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to please let him go inside Gan Eden. Let him go inside Gan Eden and let him join the lectures in Gan Eden. Let him understand the lectures in Gan Eden. Let him participate. Let him give his opinion. Let other people respect his opinion. The Gemara, those are the steps and the stages that a person has to reach when he goes to Gan Eden. In this Nolam HaZeh, the Gemara is only the beginning. When you get to Gan Eden, let him in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden there is no internet. In Gan Eden you have lectures. You have lectures from Chachamim. You join the lectures. You come to Gan Eden and somebody is giving a lecture, Rabbi Akiva is giving a lecture, and you join, you say, you understand? No, I don't understand. Says the Gemara, you don't understand. This is because your neshama is not really capable to understand for certain reasons. Says the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu started to pray for Yehuda's neshama to enter Gan Eden. And this was the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, the day before it passed, and he was able to take the neshama of Yehuda and bring it to Gan Eden. He says, how do you do it? He says, first, all the bones in the coffin got together, and all of a sudden, from all the pieces in the coffin, became one corpse again, one piece of body, and his neshama went to Gan Eden, he wants to go in, and he doesn't understand what's going on. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please let him understand the lectures. It's all this because he cursed himself on the condition to bring Binyamin back. He says, Gemara, be careful what comes out from your mouth, even on the condition. Can you imagine what happened to Yudah, one of the tribes? When Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for him, he understood the lecture. But he could not participate in the lecture. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for him, he should participate in the lecture. He should be able to understand and say his opinion. Still, when he said his opinion, says the Gemara, nobody accepted his opinion in the lecture. They all ignored him. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was praying that his opinion is going should be accepted. This is what the Gemara said, this is the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yehuda, and this is the blessing for the tribe of Yehuda. Says Ari, the Gemara says, in the blessing of Yaakov Avinu to Am Israel, to the tribes, again, he does not bless Shimon and Levi. The opposite, he's upset at them. But he adds that, if we may say, the curse of the blessing, he ends it like this, Achalkel be Yaakov Afitzen be Israel. I'm going to spread them. I'm around Am Israel. The Gemara, what it means is that Levi and Shimon and Levi, Yaakov Avinu told them that you're not going to have no territory. And this is one of the reasons Levi did not get any territory as well. Starting from Yaakov Avinu. Not only that, you're not going to have no panasah. This is what you panasah, says the Gemara. You're going to be a teacher, a rabbi, in day school, and you'll be a sofer in tinek. Says the Gemara, all the Sofrim, all the ones that write Tefillin Mezuzot, the Neshama is from Shimon. All the rabbis in the day school, from Shimon. Doesn't mean to be all of them happen from Shimon, but this is the tribe of Shimon. Really the tribe of Shimon were punished by Yaakov Avinu because, again, they killed the city of Shechem and they tried to kill Yosef. But when Yaakov and his blessing or his curse to them, he told them, Afitzem b'Yaakov, Achalkem b'Yaakov, Afitzem Israel, I'm going to spread you around, because I'm afraid of you two brothers. Zahid, this is really the whole concept of this chapter, chapter 1 in Sefer Shoftim. When Yeshua died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Kohen HaGadol Pinchas, Yudah should go and start the war. So why should he start the war? I said, this is because what Yaakov blessed Yudah, of course, this is also what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Ezer Mitzarati, you should help him. I said, Zari, this is not why Yehuda is so strong. Yehuda is so strong because Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized that the blessing for the tribe is the blessing for the neshama of Yehuda should go to Gan Eden. This comply with the blessing of Yaakov Avinu, Vayasur Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechokek Mi Ben Raglav. It means that Yehuda is going to be the judge and the chacham among Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that most of the judges and the chachamim came from the tribe of Yehuda. It says this is really what Hashem answered the Kohen HaGadol when Am Yisrael asked after Yehoshua ben Nun died, who is going to capture Eretz Yisrael? The part that Yehoshua did not capture, Hashem said Yehuda. Says that Yehuda is not because Yehuda is strong. This is because the power of the Torah that Yehuda has, that he should have the ability to chase the goyim. Immediately when Yehuda heard it, he went to Shimon. He says, Senor Shimon, I have good news to tell you. Even though that you don't get any territory, but I understand the latter announced my territory is not because I'm strong, it's because the power of the Torah that I have. If this is the case, if you join me, then I might give you a piece of my property. Because you, Shimon, you were promised by Yaakov Avinu that your children, your tribe, are going to be the Sofrim, the one to be a Sofer, and the one to be when I'm dating or court, the one that's going to be rabbis in the day schools. Therefore, says Ari Yehuda went and offered Shimon to go along with him, because his territory is also might be part of Shimon's territory, even though that the Lato did not announce Shimon, but the Lato announced Yehuda, and Yehuda gets his property not because he's strong, just because his children are going to be the judges and the Chachamim of Israel, and this is what the blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehuda, that Mr. Yehuda will be able to, his neshama will be able to understand the lectures in Gan Eden. Therefore, says Ari, came Yehuda to Shimon, even though the latter did not say anything about Shimon, but he understand that the chances of getting a property is b'zuchut Torah, and this zuchut Shimon has as well as him. So this is really the whole story of this chapter, chapter 1. For example, says Dari. The Navi tells us that the children of Yitro left the town of Yericho. It's called Dushna Shel Yericho. Was the place in Yericho was a very good place, and the children of Yitro were living over there. They left this place and they're going to the desert of Yehuda to join Otniel ben Knaz, who was the president of Shevet Yehuda, that he was a rabbi. It says none of the presidents became a rabbi. It says the president of Shevet Yehuda, Otniel ben Knaz, was the Rosh Yeshiva. Not only was Rosh Yeshiva, says the Gemara, his name was Yavet Israel. He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, all the time that his students should be the best students. They should be students that want to study Gemara. The Gemara, the presence of Shevet Yehuda is not running the tribe. He's teaching the tribe. The Gemara, where does he teach the tribe? He went to the desert of Yehuda. He doesn't sit in the center of a city. He went to the desert. He's teaching them in the desert. Says the Navi, you should know the children of Yitro left the city of Yericho, they went to the desert of Yehuda to study Torah from the president of Shevet Yehuda. So that is only again to show you the power of the tribe of Yehuda. But this is the power, the Gemara said, David HaMelech told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am a special king, not because I'm proud of myself, just because I want you to love us. It is all Malchei Mizrach u'Me'arav, it is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the kings all around the world, they had a good time. Me, said David HaMelech, says the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, I get up early in the morning, and the whole day I was sitting and judging and teaching Torah. Me and my son, Kilav, says the Gemara, that David HaMelech was sitting together with his son, Kilav, later, teaching the Halachot and the Torah to all of Israel. The debt started from Yehuda that he went down to Egypt. That Yehuda Shalach Lafanav Goshna, this Gemara, Yehuda was the one that founded the Yeshivot in Israel and continued with Otniel ben Knaz, the president of Shevet Yehuda at the time after Yehoshua ben Nun, he became the leader of Am Yisrael. He was, if we may say, the first judge, the first shofet, who was the head of the tribe of Yehuda, teaching Torah. So something similar, says Darila, to Yitro. The Gemara said Yitro left his town, went to the desert to study Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says his children left the city of Yericho, going to the desert to study Torah. So this is the purpose of chapter 1 in Shoftim. That you have to understand the power of capturing Eretz Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Yudah Yale, Yudah should be the first one to go and capture and conquer the Knanim, is Bizchut HaTorah, because he wants to teach and study Torah. Cesari, this is really what the story about the field, that the daughter of Caleb went to her father and she said, you gave me a field and the field has no water. So the Gemara, of course, it's good to have water. Of course, maybe it's just a business transaction that she once said the field is no water. So the Gemara, but the real reason behind it, she went, asked about Caleb and told the father, you gave me a field in order for me to support my husband, that he will be able to teach and judge. The field that you gave me has no water. How do you expect me to help my husband if the field has no water? So this is what the Midrash says, why the Midrash, the Navi tells us that Achsa bat Caleb, the daughter of Caleb, asked Mr. Caleb to give her some wells and some springs, because this was needed in order for him to teach the Torah to Am Israel and also to the ones that came and stayed in Yeshiva in the desert only. Says something like this. The Mishnah Perkei Avot says that when people sit down and study Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to join the crowd to learn Torah along or among them. It's like, imagine one person study Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes. On the other hand, this is the halacha, it says in the Gemara, it says Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam, for example, you study Torah and a garbage truck passes by. And you smell garbage. Halacha is you may not study Torah at this moment, you have to stop studying. Let's say you study Torah and all of a sudden you study in the backyard and all of a sudden you discover this dirt on the grass around you, you may not study Torah. And the reason is, says David, there is Mishnah in Perkei Avot says, Shechina Shruya, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and joins you while you study Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take this bad smell. If you want to smell a garbage truck, good for you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates this smell. That says just regular garbage is not permitted to study Torah if you smell garbage. It means the garbage can is open. And any smell, doesn't matter, it's just the smell of garbage, says you cannot study Torah, you stop studying. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes a good smell, and the same thing applies to all the other halachot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like to have next to him. And this was the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that is forbidden to study Torah unless the place is clean and pure. Or has any bad smell, then you may not study. Cesari, what happened, for example, Cesari, for example, that somebody, a boy comes to your house, and you want to study Torah, he doesn't bother, he sits next to you, in his pocket he has a statue, Buddha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come and study with you, in the meantime he's sitting next to you, on next to the table, and he's chatting with you. And in the meantime, you want to say something healing, says Dari. I want to say to healing, the goy is next to me. He says, it depends what this goy is. Says Dari, if it's just a regular goy that keeps his shirm, so it's not so bad. But if this goy is not a goy that keeps the mitzvot, he says, and you want to study Torah, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to come and sit next to you, you won't come. As long as those goyim are doing Avodah Zarah, as long as those goyim are doing bad things, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not come down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come down next to you. If the place next to you is pure and clean and holy, but if the place next to you is not pure, clean and holy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come down. This is the halacha. Says the Ari, that this is the halacha in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch HaDin Gemara. That if the place that you're sitting down is not clean, pure, then you may not study Torah. If you cannot study Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to join you. And if the place is not clean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not come join you. This is why he's bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying before Torah, if he cannot come and join you. He loves to come join you, but the place is not clean. So if you have a goy that doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a goy that worship Avodah Zarah, or does any other major sins, says, hey, how do you expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and dwell next to you if this guy is bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Today, this is one of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael to chase the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. You may not leave a goy in Eretz Yisrael. You cannot leave him on your floor. You cannot leave him on your street. It is because this guy is a dirty guy. This guy is a very bad guy. It says, if he is a bad guy, he's a neighbor. How can you study Torah? And this guy is going to bother you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never appear. So Torah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Torah. The power of Torah, says Zari, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and joins you. But he will not come and join you if your neighbor next to you is a bad neighbor. Zari, this is one part of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to chase all the people out of Israel. This is because, again, if the goy is going to accept on himself all the mitzvot that he has to keep, that's something else. But those goyim never accepted it. And it's going to be in the Zot Hashem next to chapter 2. You're going to see in chapter 2 that all those goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah. They left all those Arabs in Eretz Israel, all the tribes. And all the tribes said Avodah Zarah next door in the same apartment building, in the same maybe apartment, in the same basement, they had all the goyim in Avodah Zarah. Zahar, they expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be next to you and you should study Torah. This is really the purpose of chapter 1 in Sefer Shoftim, that the Navi, Shmuel Navi wrote, this tribe did not get rid of the Arabs, this one did not get rid of the Arabs. It is every tribe left some Arabs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. This is the upset of HaKadosh Baruch Hu soon again. He says in the next chapter, that all of Israel eventually are going to worship Avodah Zarah. And says, you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, says Zari, is not because you just learned from the Goy. It says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not actually next to you, eventually, the Satan, when you say that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah will overcome you. The power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to fight the evil part in us is the Torah. And the reason why the Torah is the power is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the person to fight his Yetzer Hara. He says he fights it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. He helps you because you study, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrives, says Zari. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot arrive, either because the garbage truck passes by, or there is a dead animal in your backyard, or it's just dirt, or this is something that's bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll never come. If he'll never come, you will not have power to resist the Avodah Zarah. Zari, that's the purpose of chapter 1 in Sefer Shoftim. It's not a history, it's not a story. It's to teach us, to tell us, that since Yeshua died, was no leader, Am Yisrael asked, who is going to capture Israel? Said Yehuda. Zari, Yehuda is not because he is the strongest one. It's because he has the power of Torah. The power of Torah will give him the permission to get this territory, that most of this is the center of Israel. It says this is the center of Israel belongs to Yehuda because of the Torah that he was learning, and the president of the tribe of Yehuda was teaching Torah to all of Israel. This chapter will go on and will go on and tell us how successful this guy is. Says Zari, in one point, the tribe of Yehuda did not obey certain mitzvot. At that moment, they lost the power against the goyim. They could not chase them from the valley. They stayed in the valley. They let them stay. Eventually, they can worship Avodah Zarah together with all the other tribes, because they did not chase the Goyim out of Eretz Israel. Says Zari, that this is really something that we have to know for our future, that in order for us to get Eretz Israel is only for the people that obey the Torah. Again, because this is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell. And he's going to dwell only if he has the ability to dwell among us. And this is only, says Zari, if we learn Torah and our neighbors around us study Torah. But we have those Arabs, says Zari, we have those goyim. They don't obey the laws of the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not appear. If you will not appear, how would you have the power to resist all the influence of the goyim on you? Not only that, this story goes on and on and on through the whole Sefer Shoftim, and then Shmuel and the Melachim until the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, because we did not get rid of those goyim that disturbed us keeping the Torah.